This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. HIV prevention advocates are watching Tennessee. In January, Governor Bill Lee decided to turn down about $8 million from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for stopping the spread of HIV in that state. That's even though parts of Tennessee are hotspots for HIV. Blake Farmer of WPLN in Nashville reports.
CDC money to end the HIV epidemic has been flowing to nonprofits around the country for years. Nashville Cares uses it to offer HIV testing in emergency departments. CEO Amna Osman recalls a 67-year-old grandmother who recently came in with a broken toe and left with a life-saving diagnosis.
She must have been living with HIV for around 17 years, and she was the sole caretaker for her grandchildren. She would have never known her HIV status if it wasn't for us being at the emergency department, and these funds made it possible.
The funding is more focused on hotspots like Memphis, which is among the top 50 communities nationally for HIV transmission rates. State officials claim they will keep spending on prevention, but use state funds that they can direct as they see fit. For instance, they would no longer be under any obligation to send money to Planned Parenthood of Tennessee, which still gets some of this CDC money for condom distribution. It's already stopped performing abortions in the state because of an all-out ban. Tennessee's new health chief, Dr. Ralph Alvarado, has tried to downplay the dire warnings from HIV prevention advocates and the few Democrats in the state legislature.
It's abrupt as far as the decision, but the funding will go through the end of May, and then at that point, kind of a different course.
That different course is to funnel prevention funding toward first responders, mothers and children, and victims of human trafficking. That's according to a statement from the Tennessee governor's office. But data show the most at-risk group in the state is young black men who have sex with men. Dr. Aima Ahankai is an infectious disease specialist at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. She says even those who oppose same-sex relationships should consider how focusing on people at highest risk helps everyone.
If we just take a community perspective, if we don't care for the people in our community, this disease gets further out of control for the whole community. That has an impact on everyone.
Though from her perspective, Ahankai says everyone who needs care deserves care. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.